Welcome to All Politics is Local in Massachusetts on New England's News and Talk Radio, 830 WCRN. To join the conversation, call 508-871-7000. Now, here's your hosts, John Featherston and Terry Hendricks.
Good morning, New England. You're tuned to New England's news and talk station, WCRN 830. All politics is local in Massachusetts. That distinguished man right there, that's Terry Hendricks. I'm John Featherston. Good morning, Mr. Hendricks. How are you?
Good morning, John, New England.
It's good. A good Saturday morning. We've got an action-packed program here on All Politics is Local in Massachusetts. We've got to have some guests coming on later in the hour to talk about ending Common Core in Massachusetts. So stay tuned for that. It's going to be a very, very, very good show with that. But let's recap the kind of the week that was in politics, Terry. A lot of Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump talk the last 48, 72 hours in the news. Your thoughts?
Well, Hillary took the stage this week. Donald, for the first time in a long time, was in the background, and he's probably upset about that. But at the end of the day, after 11 hours of testimony, the people who like Hillary Clinton on Tuesday and Wednesday still like her, and then people that didn't like her still don't like her. She didn't gain any new fans, so she's more or less where she was. But she did pick up a bundle of money, about $10 million, you know, shortly after her testimony. Now, one could think, you know, if you were an anti-Hillary, you'd probably say that was staged. She had them hold off on contributions so that they'd have a positive splash afterwards. So think about that. But if you kind of step back from it, people knew, Hillary knew that it wasn't a video that upset people and that there was some kind of a real terrorist attack. But, you know, what happens is these people get on a narrative. And if you remember, it was just before the election for Barack Obama. So they had a narrative on this. And so they wanted to stick to that story, and they did. They had Susan Rice going from all the major television stations one to another with this video fantasy. And the reality is everybody in the know knew it was really a terrorist and a fairly well-organized situation down in Benghazi.
I mean, it's revisionist history at this point now, but if Mitt Romney would have kept pounding away on the Benghazi situation right after the first debate where he won that first debate, you could say that he might be president of the United States right now. So, you know, it, like I said, you can't change the past, but it's interesting.
Yep.
But yeah, I think you bring up the great point. If you liked Hillary before the hearings, you liked her after the hearings. I'll say this as a Republican, 11 hours of testimony trying to beat her up to get the aha moment, little over the top, guys.
Yeah.
You could have done that in 2 hours. You probably would have been more effective if you had done it in 2 hours. Everybody knows where Hillary can stand. And so now you have a choice between a liar and a bully for your next president.
Well, again, if I had to put some money on the election, I would think the Republican candidate would be Marco Rubio. Still like him. I think he's a fresh young face. He would, I think, get a lot of the Latin vote, which is becoming a bigger and bigger factor in any national or local race. So, and I think he's the guy that's between that anti and establishment and the establishment. And I think he'd get the youth vote. I think he'd get a lot of the women, he'd get the Latin vote. I think he'd get some of the black vote. And a lot of those are core constituencies for Barack Obama in the last two elections. So I think we have some good opportunities there. But and Donald's poll numbers are down a little bit, and I think people will start to say, well, wait a minute. Let's look at this hard.
You're tuned to All Politics is Local in Massachusetts. Go to Periscope. See the distinguished Terry Hendricks as we broadcast live on Periscope as well. And go to allpoliticsislocalma.com to learn more about the show and upcoming events. On the phone right now, we'll go to her a little bit earlier and then probably ask her to hold after the break as well. But we've got Donna Calorio, who is leading the charge to end the Common Core effort in Massachusetts. Ben, on the other side of the glass, if you could punch up Donna. Good morning, Donna. How are you? Thanks for joining us on All Politics is Local.
Good morning, and thanks for having me. This is great. I really appreciate the time to speak to people about, you know, all politics are local, and we can make a big difference in Massachusetts if we choose to initiate this ballot petition, and we get it on for 2016, and we can change the direction of education in Massachusetts. Instead of it being a bureaucratic decision, it can be the voice of the people.
Well, you know, once again, thanks, Donna. Can we back up just a little bit? Because a lot of times, you know, I'll talk to people about Common Core, and you'll get that deer in the headlights look from them. Common Core, what's that? Could you just tell the audience a little bit about what Common Core is and then why you want to kind of defeat it?
Sure. Common Core is a federal educational standard that was implemented in Massachusetts in 2010, which replaced the Massachusetts standards, which were number one in the country. And just to break that down even further, is educational standards are what each child is expected to learn at each grade. So Massachusetts, during 1992-1993, went through a transformation of educational reform, where we worked on our standards with Democrats and Republicans, and more importantly, teachers, teachers unions, and politicians, and we all battled it out on the at the table to arrive at these standards that were in our number one in the country. And we saw great, great results from our students. We attached to that some kind of a assessment, which we all know as the MCAS, that would say to, you know, are they reaching their goals? So we've been working with the Massachusetts standards and the MCAS up until 2010. Then in 2010, the federal government had grant money available, and in order to have the grant money come to Massachusetts, we had to accept what they called the Common Core standards, which they sold to us without us even seeing the standards and also saying that it was very similar to the Massachusetts standards.
Wow. Okay. That's very telling in itself. So your effort now is what to the audience? I mean, you want to end Common Core, but can you explain what the process is to end it?
Sure. We want to, our ballot question wants to restore Massachusetts to the pre-2010 standards, which were number one in the country. We want to move forward. We want to take the standards that we had, and we want to build upon that, which we're number one in the country. And a lot of people say, well, you know, let's give it a chance. Well, you know, why do we, you know, we already have it implemented. Well, since implementation of the Common Core, we have seen drastic drop in our students in education. And one particular indicator is the fourth grade reading results in students. We have a national assessment. We have a national report card, which is a test that we give to all students throughout the country. And Massachusetts, between 2011 and 2013, dropped 5 points. And that's significant because that's showing that through the implementation of Common Core, we have actually lost a half a grade of learning with our students. Also, the test associated with the Common Core, whatever it will be, whether it will be PARC or the rebranding of the PARC, MCAS 2.0, is also a major teach to the test. And I know there's a lot of movement throughout the state saying that, you know, this assessment test is getting a little out of hand. Well, if you think they're getting out of hand with the MCAS, any PARC-related or Common Core-related assessment test is going to be like the MCAS on steroids. So we want to stop the insanity now. We want to stop what's happening. Teachers are now teaching to the test. They don't know how to teach these Common Core standards because they were never, never designed by teachers. They were designed by trade groups in Washington. They were designed by testing consortiums. They were never designed by teachers.
On to the front page of the Worcester Telegram and Gazette this morning, PARC advocates not backing down. Have you had a chance to see that article this morning?
I did.
Yeah.
And I did. I briefly did. And it's the same old, same old. It's the bureaucrats. It's the Mass Business Alliance. And we have to look at these organizations. Who is the Mass Business Alliance? Are they teachers? No. Has Linda Noonan, the executive director, ever taught No. Are they accepting money from the Gates Foundation? Yes. Are they accepting more money to push the Common Core? Yes. So they're backed by the people that are creating the Common Core. So obviously they're gonna go for it. Who's the ones that's backing our group? Parents, teachers. The teachers union has come out in opposition to the park testing. We have grassroots people. We have parents that are going home every night and saying, I can't do this math with my kid. We have parents saying, why are my kids reading this when they can be reading literature? So we have parents generally frustrated with this. We have teachers saying, I've been teaching for 35 years. This isn't the way we're going to get our kids to learn. We know this. These are experiments that have already happened that have failed.
All right, you're tuned to All Politics is Local in Massachusetts. We're joined by Donna Calorio, the chair of the End Common Core effort in Massachusetts. Donna, we're going to go to a quick break. Please hold with us. You're tuned to All Politics is Local in Massachusetts on New England's News and Talk Station, WCRN.